Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Wake Up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Bronte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. A lot going on in the Bay Area. We're going to take a pause from the Niners. Mike and Frank, hang on tight. We'll get to you afterwards. As Shanahan spoke to the press yesterday in the season presser. And as we say good morning to everybody out there, Niners quarterback situation up in flux, although there's differing opinions on Brock Purdy. Jake Delhomme said he was throwing 3 months after his UCL surgery. But what if Brock Purdy needs full Tommy John? We still have no idea. Is it Trey's time? Trey Lance? We'll get back to that. In the meantime, we got to get to Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game insider. He joins us on the Bud Light guest line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. And Anthony, hopefully you stay warm in Minnesota, number one. Number two, maybe the air got through the target center yesterday in the second half, because the Warriors couldn't hit a shot after scoring 71 in the first half and scoring 43 the rest of the way. They couldn't hit a shot. They couldn't take care of the basketball. And they blow their eighth game in which they had a double-digit lead. I mean, maybe this is just who they are this season, Anthony. I don't know. I'm getting a little frustrated just watching the game yesterday. I took that one hard last night. I did, man, after the week I had. Maybe this is just who the Warriors are, Anthony Slater. And good morning to you, by the way.
Why are you so invested? Don't be so invested. They're 500 teams. Don't have expectations.
Man, I can't help it. Anthony, man, my emotions getting the best of me right now, man. I swear to God, they're up 98-85. I was like, man, the Warriors really turned the corner. Okay, now we're starting to get back to championship talk. Trade deadline's coming up. They're rolling. Then I don't know what the hell happened over the last 8 minutes of the fourth quarter into overtime.
You said 98-85. You remember how the Wolves made it 87?
Turnover, right?
It was that play where Nas Reed bumps into Draymond, tries a bad lefty hook, misses it. They get a stop.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond gives it to Steph, and he just throws it right back to Nas Reed. Reed gets the layup.
No.
Yeah, it was bad. It was referenced post game. Like Steve and Steph both like talked about that turnover. It was like that kind of flipped everything.
Mm-hmm.
How about the one where Steph's dribbling it up and Looney and Draymond are just not even looking at it, running up the court, and he just throws it out of bounds.
That was unbelievable. Steph had some atrocious turnovers. Even the first quarter, first 3 minutes of the game, they had three right off the rip. Then they had two over the next 21 minutes of the first half. But Steph threw one away like in the first couple minutes of the game. It's like, Steph is just a little too loose with the basketball. That's your leader. That's your guy. It's not the youngsters. It's Steph. 5 turnovers yesterday, and you get another 4 from Draymond.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and it's not a one-game thing. I mean, it's not like he's immune to this even in his best seasons ever. I mean, in the playoffs, in their championships. I mean, we all know the behind-the-back where he's throwing the trophy out of bounds. That's like the famous meme. They've just done it so much this season, and it's a season that I think, I mean, look, they're sitting there at 26-25, and the bigger picture issues that we talk about so much are the young guys. There's the 2-timeline plan, the front office's roster build, the trade deadline coming up. What should they do? But the reality is, and Steph admitted it last night, like, if they haven't gifted between 6 and 8 games away that they should have won, 3 in the last, 13 days, I believe it is, the Boston one,
mm-hmm.
the Brooklyn one at home, they're up 17, 12 in the final 5 minutes, and then last night, like, you know, they're sitting there at 30-21 or something like that right now, and they're third in the West. Like, that's just, if the veterans had just closed reasonably well in situations that, I mean, they're up four in Charlotte with like a minute left. They're up four with 7 seconds left in Utah. There was,
I mean, they scored 2 points in the last 5 minutes against Miami. Go ahead, Styles.
Yeah, no, Anthony, I was just going to say, because you said, you know, the vets, and we've been talking about the vets specifically, that that rotation has been between 7 and 9. How much of this, when you look at when these breakdowns are happening in the fourth quarter, how much of this could just be these guys? We know Seth, you know, his endurance is great, but how much of this could be these guys starting to get a bit tired? I mean, they're not spring chickens, and Steph trying to go Dirk Nowitzki a couple different times, you know, at the end of the game and going front rim. How much of that could just be these guys, or, you know, they're just getting a little tired?
You know, I asked that to Steve Kerr directly last night. He said no. He's like, well, we took yesterday off. You know, they're probably not going to play tonight. You know, they haven't released that. That's not official. But, like, you know, they clearly attacked the game as if they wanted to win that one. And you know, knowing you got a night off, Steph missed, you know, 3-4 weeks recently. He's been refreshed. I mean, Kerr has talked about the type of pop he's had. That wasn't a game yesterday. Like, you know, I've been on long road trips. That was just the second game of a you know, three-game road trip. It didn't feel like fatigue should have been a factor last night. It just felt like concentration was. And, you know, obviously if you're tired, like, that can lead to, you know, mental fatigue in a sense. But I don't think that's the proper excuse yesterday. And you know, he did condense the rotation. But, you know, again, like, Jonathan Kuminga was fine in his bench minutes last night. It's not like Anthony Lamb was a major problem. He only played 7 first-half minutes. Jermichael Green's been decent when he's tried him lately. He has not put him in the game the last few. I'm still somewhat of a Moses Moody believer. I'm not sitting here ready to blame the depth for what happened yesterday.
You know, Anthony, when you talk about the length, and we do this every year with the Warriors, you need a big, you know, we're getting killed on the boards, and then the playoffs come, and Andrew Wiggins becomes a rebounding machine. But the player that doesn't play, they always get kind of the most airtime in terms of what the fans want. And who I've been hearing a lot, you know, he's got this frame. It's PBJ, Patrick Baldwin Jr. He's got this long frame. He can hit the three. Maybe he can help out defensively and rebounding. What has Steve Kerr seen or not seen from Patrick Baldwin Jr. For him to, obviously he's a rookie, but, you know, just for everybody out there that listens that's curious, why can't this kid get minutes? Well, why do you think that is?
By the way, I thought that question felt like a James Wiseman setup question before you got you swerved on me right there.
You know, no, he doesn't even come up anymore. Look, and you can apply it to both, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah, you can apply it to about half the roster at this point. but with Baldwin, I mean, he is not physical enough at this stage of his, like, life or career to believe he could be like Otto Porter, you know, right? Because Otto Porter could hit the three, stretch the floor, but also could bang down low, could start in a Memphis series and give you kind of rugged minutes. Like, Baldwin, not only, you know, thin, he's, you know, a teenager essentially, but he's had injury issues in his past. I mean, he's just getting over this, like, pretty horrific ankle injury. He went, oh, you know, 2 years basically trying to rehabilitate his ankle. I've liked little glimpses you've seen. Mostly what I've liked is, like, he can shoot on the move. His catch and shoot looks pure. Like, he looks like a future 42% three-point shooter. Honestly, you know who he reminds me of a little bit? And I don't want to overdo it here, but the guy you'll maybe see tonight, Michael Porter Jr. Just a shot. But one of Michael Porter Jr.'s problems is he's not physical defensively at all. He doesn't rebound. He doesn't really defend that much. We'll see. They're trying to work on that with Patrick Baldwin, but just at this stage of his NBA life, which is in its infancy, I don't think he's ready to be, like I said, like an Otto Porter.
Anthony Slater joining us via the Bud Light guest line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let me pass some information to you, Slater. You'll love this. And to all the Niner fans out there who are hoping that Vic Fangio would be the defensive coordinator next season, Vic Fangio has decided to take the Dolphins job. He's going to become the Dolphins defensive coordinator and will officially accept the position on the Miami staff after the Super Bowl. So that may make you happy. It may make Niner fans sad, Anthony.
You try to come in and steal him, but I think Vic looked at the rosters and he was like, do I go to the team of the future or the team of the past? The team that's fading. The team that doesn't know their quarterback situation. Not that the Dolphins, you know, have nearly a settled QB situation themselves. So good choice by Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
We're going to move on. We're going to move on from that and talk some more Warriors. You brought up Michael Porter Jr. and the Denver Nuggets. I like this Denver team, Anthony. I think they've revamped it. Obviously, Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray's back. I think Aaron Gordon is a lot better. Aaron Gordon, that is, excuse me, from San Jose and Mitty. And Mitty of San Jose, I should say. And, of course, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Bruce Brown. I like this roster a lot. And we're probably not going to see a lot of the core four, right, tonight? They're probably going to low manage and go against the Denver Nuggets A squad while the Warriors bring out their B squad.
Yeah, I mean, that seemed to be the indication, the hints last night. Again, they're like, you know, they always do, well, we'll go back with Rick Celebrini on the plane ride and really discuss workloads and everything. But, you know, again, every time they've mapped out the second night of road back-to-backs where they're traveling city to city, they have tough nights the night before. They sit the guys. That seemed to be the expectation internally last night. You know, maybe it's possible a couple of the veterans play, but I'd expect, you know, the Ty Jerome show again. And you know what? Last time I saw it, I was intrigued, right? That Cleveland
game. Yeah, they did. They did.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily expect a repeat of that tonight against Denver. It sets up as a mismatch. I believe Vegas, I saw the line, you know, they're expecting the Stars to rest at it at 10.5 to Denver.
Jesus Christ. Denver looks legit, man. And hopefully we can see the Warriors and Nuggets play at full strength like they did in game number two at Chase Center when the Nuggets came to Chase and put up 70 in the first half. Disappointing loss. Slater, you're the man. We'll talk soon, man. We're getting back to the Niners and living this depression world that is 49er football right now, man. That hurt me, man. I can't believe you said that. The team of the past. Slater.
Hey, I'm being a hater, but I could tell the Vic Fangio news that stung you, so I might have to tune into your next segment to hear you really, you know, dive into that one.
Hey, have you ever been to an Eagles game as a visiting fan?
No, I wish. I've been right around the stadium, but it's never lined up when I've been in Philly.
Be careful. Bring the goons with you, let me just say.
All right, I feel you.
All right, Anthony, have a good one, man. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 Game Insider, joining us via the Bud Light guest line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's get back to the lines, Alan. Any takeaways from the Warriors, man? They're going to play Denver tonight, and it's going to frustrate us, and we'll talk about it tomorrow as we break down Ty Jerome and hopefully James Wiseman. How about James Wiseman? Not playing at all.
No.
Jermichael Green, not playing at all. Hey, by the way, suit up tonight. You got a card, Nikola Jokic.
You. It's just, and I hate the word fair, but now what's he going to do tonight? I guess at the very least, all of our expectations got to be extremely low for this game. So it's hard to get let down when you have low expectations. The Cleveland game, by the way, there was no Donovan Mitchell. Right. So unless Denver's sitting somebody.
Jokic. Gordon.
Somebody. Please.
Murray.
Please. Don't they need a rest?
Yeah.
Just give them a break.
Even though you had a day off yesterday, you need another day off.
Yeah. It's getting late in the season.
Hey, James Wiseman, go ahead, Gary Jokic. Right. And then Twitter's going to be, this is an absolute circus.
Mm-hmm.
It's just.
Can't win.
Can't win.
Literally.
Can't win them all. Let's go to Frank and Frizzo. Frank, what's happening? You're in the roast. He wants to talk backup quarterback situation with the Niners. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so nobody really brought up this point yet, and I'm kind of, or at least I haven't heard it yet. If you knew that Josh Johnson was your backup quarterback since, you know, Brock Purdy came in, and that's basically what your backup looked like this whole time, why didn't they go after anybody else? Is there, like, nobody else out there, like a Cam Newton or even, like, a Ryan Fitzpatrick he could have brought in? If that's what
Ryan Fitzpatrick is working for Amazon. Cam Newton, I don't know how much he has left in the tank.
Yeah.
How much is he running away? Is he evading that rush from Philadelphia? I don't think so.
No. And did we even see I get it. Everybody is freaking out over, obviously, he dropped, like I said, you don't know if he had popcorn or what it was, but he dropped the shotgun snap. So everybody says, why was Josh Johnson in? He wasn't ready to go. My question would just simply be, well, if we believe Kyle Shanahan and everybody that was happy with Kyle Shanahan's answers and Kyle Shanahan is fine, then we have to believe that he felt that Josh Johnson was the best person for the job.
Right.
And if he doesn't, he fumbled and then he got a concussion. And look, I am in no way comparing the two. But if you remember, Patrick Mahomes, he had a ball where he didn't necessarily fumble the snap, but he went to throw it and he fumbled. Right. So this is just something that happened. So I'm not going to sit here and dive into all these other quarterbacks that nobody else wants because of a play from Josh Johnson.
Right.
When they did, it was very Christian McCaffrey heavy.
Right.
They did score. Then right after that, you know, you got the, he did fumble the football. And then after that, he gets his head slammed. He's out of the game. Yeah. So I'm not really going to dive. I'm personally not going to dive into it too much because, look, you, sometimes y'all want me to trust Kyle Shanahan. Sometimes you don't. We can't we can't keep doing this pick and choosing thing unless it's a buffet.
No
so that's how I feel about it.
Yeah. By the way, Vic Fangio again has decided to join the Dolphins as their defensive coordinator, according to Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area. Fins up. Kyle Shanahan spoke with Vic Fangio about replacing DeMeco Ryans. Of course, he took the Dolphins job. The other no candidates at this time are former Panthers interim head coach Steve Wilks and Commanders DB coach Chris Harris.
Yeah. I mean, how again, we do this thing with the personnel. How important is it? Obviously, it's extremely important, but you got to be a pretty bad DC to mess up with this personnel, right?
You would think. However, it is got to be in the right sets.
Yeah.
It's an offensive league now, right? You got to call the right defenses. Is Steve Wilks a blitz guy? Is he going to be blitz heavy? Chris Harris, I don't know much about other than the fact that he played with the Chicago Bears for a cup of coffee. He had two stints with the Chicago Bears. He's been a coach now since 2013, defensive quality control coach. Then he coached with the Chargers for 3 years and then the Washington football team as a DB coach. Is he ready to be a defensive coordinator? We know Steve Wilks can be a defensive coordinator. Now I'm seeing some things on the YouTube chat roll here, and it's pretty wild. There's people out there who really want to trade Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, like listen I said.
Joe on YouTube, listen to this one, Alan. Listen to this one. Trade Shanahan. He has proven his poor draft picks and poor line play. His dad's blocking concepts have injured running backs and quarterbacks. Kyle's dismissal of this fact was a joke.
The last part of it, agree. The first part of it, do not agree. The way he dismissed it, so some fan, you either loved it or hated it. Me personally, I just thought you could have said a little something more than that. But to move on from Kyle Shanahan, again, Sean Payton's gone. He's with the Broncos, so I don't know who you bring in. You're not there yet, but I could see some people, you know, you turn the heat warmer isn't turned up all the way in your car, Bonte. But no,
we're not close to that.
But at what point, though?
Shanahan could go 5-12 next year, and his seat still may not be
but warm. Again, going back to Andy Reid, and I don't know when Andy Reid, if he had a losing season when he finally left the Eagles, but just you set the bar high,
right?
Does that just mean, but if you don't get past the bar, what do you do, Bonte? I'm not saying we're there yet.
No, we're not.
I'm saying the bar has been set extremely high.
It has. And he set that bar.
But it's not the top.
No, it's not
the top. It's not the top.
Andy Reid's last season in Philadelphia, he was 4-12.
Okay.
That was after an 8-8 season.
Okay, so.
But he went 11-5, 10-6. Look at these years Andy Reid had. First year as head coach, 5-11. He goes 11-5, 11-5, 12-4, 12-4, 13-3. Stumbles to 6-10. Bounces back to 10-6. Goes 8-8, 9-6-1, 11-5, 10-6. And then finally, 8-8 and 4-12. And it just felt stale at that point.
Yes, agreed.
Now, he was there in Philadelphia from 1999 through 2012. It's a long time.
Yeah.
Shanahan's entering year 7. Again, Shanahan can go 5-12 next season.
Yeah.
And he's not going anywhere.
No, honestly,
nor should he.
You might feel differently because at least you didn't. At least you weren't knocking on the door again. You weren't the bridesmaid. You didn't even go to the wedding.
What if you develop Trey? If Brock's not ready to go and Trey takes a job, and you develop Trey Lance, they go 5-12. And I know everybody's going to rip on Trey Lance. We know what's going to happen there. But Trey gets better. Trick is better.
Will it look better if you're 5-12, though?
But if you understand the context, knowing that, hey, first year defense coordinator,
that just
quarterback
I don't
playing
see
the
that
full
world.
Season.
You ran that. I mean, was, it won't, that could have been a, this year.
Yeah,
you missed out on that year because you were injured.
Yeah, I think that year was last year. I don't even think it was this year.
Right.
Because Jimmy G was lurking.
Because everybody's going to say, why are we messing around with Trey when Brock Purdy did what he did?
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's go back out to the lines. We got Benjamin Albright joining us in a few minutes on the Morning Roast. We love Benjamin on the roast. Let's go to Anthony and Benicia. Anthony, what's happening?
Top of the morning, fellas. So I kind of wanted to go back to what Mr. Styles said. I'm not coming down the road or nothing because I think Styles is cool. But he did say that, like, if Trey don't show you something this year, like, it's over or it's done. And I just feel like that's unfair because Trey never, he's never had a fair shot to this particular juncture. You know, when we did see what he quote unquote could do, he treated him like a running quarterback. And I thought it was interesting that Kyle Shanahan said sorry to all three quarterbacks but Trey. Instead, he said that, you know, I had a dual threat quarterback. But, you know, when I think about a dual threat, I think about between someone that's like Aaron Rodgers in his first couple years where he would just run to evade something and extend the play. Or you think about someone like somebody like Lamar who was like, I can really get out there and run and make it happen. And Trey isn't that type of quarterback.
Right.
So I think it's unfair to even consider him that. But I did kind of, that kind of stood out to me. I just think that it's unfair that people keep calling up and saying like it's over with Trey. He showed us what he can be in this, that, and the third when he only had, you know, five starts or whatever the case may be. I think it's just, we really just need to take a step back. And like, if you don't like Trey, honestly, just say you don't like Trey. But that, he hasn't shown you enough to say that he's a lost cause. Not you, but like the caller.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
He hasn't showed you anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that. We haven't seen a lot from Trey Lance. And there's a lot of that, like, yeah, Trey's a bust. Trey's this, Trey's that. Let's put context matters. Yeah.
We hear that all the time. Context. Guys, come on. We know he's not the one. How do we know that? And to Anthony's point, look, I didn't say it was fair. I never said that that's what should happen. I'm saying that's probably what will happen because you want to get Zach Wilson out the paint and he hasn't been able to, you know, and he hasn't had a lot of time either.
No,
so it's not that I think that Trey should be done after this year. I'm just saying I think that's how it might go.
And let's be real. As Guru would say, he puts a rat on the table. Let's put the rat on the table.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation about black quarterbacks is completely different. Let's just put the rat on the table.
Well, we were just
talking about that during break.
We're talking about it during break.
Right. Hey, but the way we cover it, he's played four games.
Mm-hmm.
Started four games.
Yeah.
Completed three and half a quarter. Got banged up against Arizona. You win the Texas game. You play with George Kittle one time.
Yeah.
Let me see Brock Purdy play without George Kittle.
You can say that Brock Purdy has played better than Trey. I don't think we can deny that.
No doubt.
But to be so absolute that you know Trey is done, that is what is kind of wild to me.
Yeah.
Because how does anybody know?
We don't know. Let's go to Matt in Oakland. Matt, what's happening? You're on the roast.
How's it going, y'all? To hop on what the last caller said, you know, it is over for Trey. I don't like him as the Niners quarterback, you know. I do want to see him play, but I just don't think the 49ers is the right situation. It takes guys time to develop. Geno took 8 seasons. Daniel Jones was crap for 3 seasons. You know, I think that, you know, even Geno Smith is someone they should consider bringing in, but I think they should bring in a quarterback for this season and the next and let Brock really recover. Also, Bonte, I wanted to say, why wouldn't you bring Styles with you to Philly? This guy, look at his back. Look at this guy. He's built.
He's yoked up.
He's been Philly for years.
Hey, listen.
Come on.
I love Styles. He should have came to Philadelphia. Could have toured us around North Philly.
That's right.
But we were outnumbered, homie.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't care how many dudes were. We were outnumbered, dog.
I would have helped. You know, I would have led you. You know, I eat free at Ishkabibbles.
It's like the Targaryens going to fight the White Walkers. And next thing you know, we're like, hey, what happened to the Targaryens? What happened?
Yeah.
But they got dominated. That would have been us.
Exactly. But going back to what Matt said, it's crazy for him to say he thinks Trey is done as a Giant fan when y'all been rocking with mid-Daniel Jones for the last couple of years. So
Dothrakis?
Daniel Jones gets this, you know, got that amount of time. How could you say Trey's done in the same breath? I don't get that.
Yeah, it's just whatever. It's wild. Joe, hang on tight. 888-957-9570. We'll get to Benjamin Albright, courtesy of the Bud Light guest line. We'll be with Albright, then we'll get right back to the calls here. A lot of fun on the morning roast. Alan Styles in for Joe Shasky. He's a bit under the weather. We had a lot of fun in Philadelphia. Now he needs to recharge. Maybe he's getting ready for FanFest. Maybe that's the secret out there. Joe, you bet not go to FanFest, Shasky. You bet not. Don't do it. Don't give up your money after that poor ass offseason the Giants had. All right, where's my read? The Morning Roast, going back to school, high school, that is. We want to highlight the best performances in the Bay Area prep scene, but we need the roasters to help us out. Send us an email at hss@957thegame.com and let us know where the big game are, who the big game players are, and most importantly, when the big upsets happen. Email us right now at hss@957thegame.com. Also, what's coming up on the game, sponsored by Pfizer, Benjamin Albright.
I'm being a hater.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and The Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
The Butcher's out. Allen's in. Butcher getting a little bit of rest. He's at the house chilling, probably listening to the show.
With that emergency in you.
Yeah, he's probably got a burner account right now on YouTube. The Red and Gold Reaction brought to you by Boxer and Gerzer, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Shout out to Boxer and Gerzer, sending us to Philadelphia to where we had to endure that painful loss to the Eagles, 31-7. And also those... It's pretty low-life fans. I'll say it. Eagle fans stink.
Did you go Cheese Whiz on the cheesesteak?
No, it tells you not to do Cheese Whiz.
Who told you that?
They told me that in Philadelphia.
Were you a provolone?
Yeah, I went provolone.
I go Cheese Whiz, man.
Come on, is good, though.
I told you.
I got cheese fries.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Philadelphia, great food. Ready Terminal with the Bex.
The pork roast.
I didn't go pork roast because I don't eat pork. But okay. I went gumbo.
Okay.
I went gumbo.
All right. You know,
chicken and shrimp and a nice little fried oyster. Poor boy.
There's a lot. There's a lot to do out there.
All right. Let's get to our main. It is a lot to do out there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's get to our main man, Benjamin Albright. It's been way too long. He joins us courtesy of the Bud Light Guest Line. All postseason guests appear on the Bud Light Guest Line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Of course, Benjamin Albright, host reporter at the Broncos flagship station, KOA Colorado. He's a Broncos insider, but he also knows the league inside and out. And the Broncos, of course, just traded for Sean Payton to become their head coach. But first, let's start off with the biggest news in the NFL, and that's Tom Brady retiring. Benjamin, good morning to you. Are you shocked that Tom Brady finally decided to call it quits?
I don't know if shocked is the right word, but surprised, certainly. You know, I really thought that Tom was going to want the swan song. You know, I mean, the last year, considering sense, because you're trying to save your marriage, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, they end up getting divorced, and he goes through playing another season. And my guess is that he was just tired of, you know, taking the hits and everything else. He's got a cushy gig at Fox lined up, but I really expected him to come back for another year. So there's a miss on my part.
What if the Niners came calling, knowing about the Brock Purdy uncertainty, whether or not Trey Lance is ready to roll for week one, if he's developed enough, is he ready to handle the full playbook? What if the Niners came knocking on the door down in San Mateo and said, Tom, it's $20 million, man. Come home.
That's tough. I mean, he'd have to learn a whole new offense. You know, he'd have to learn all new verbiage. You know,
yeah.
I think that would be a bit of an issue. I think if the Raiders had come calling and they had a decent defense, I think that might be a little different story, given that he knows that offense. But coming in and learning an entirely new, complex verbiage offense at the end of the career, it tends to be tough. West Coast offense, the Shanahan offense, tends to be tough that first year for quarterbacks, and they tend to take a big leap in year two. I don't know that unless Tom Brady thought he's going to play two more years, I don't think he'd do that.
Did you think that? How much did you put into the whole last season, the Adam Schefter breaking the news thing, and then Tom, for him to do it as kind of quickly as he did and just do it on his social media, control it? How much do you think the Adam Schefter thing last year was a real thing in terms of Tom Brady coming back because of it, or was it all separate?
I think it was definitely because of that. I think he wanted to do it on his own terms, and I think that he knew that last year he had some leaks on the ship, specifically at his agent's office. Mm-hmm. So I think this year he decided just to kind of do it on his own and go from there and beat everybody to the punch. I don't think he liked the way that went down last year.
Benjamin Albright here on the Bud Light guest line on the Morning Roast. Of course, Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Benjamin, what do you make of the quarterback situation out here in San Francisco? I know you're tapped in everywhere. Brock Purdy, we don't know if he needs Tommy John or not. Trey Lance, what are you hearing about the way the Niners feel about Trey Lance? Let's start there.
Well, it's been mostly positive stuff. I mean, they're disappointed that he's lost time due to injury and all that, but they knew that he was a long-term project when they got him. They knew that there was going to be a ramp up and a learning curve. It's not like they were ignorant of what he was. They went out and scouted him. They saw what he was on tape. And all the tools are there. It's just a question of how long it takes from the guy he is to the guy he could be and until those two meet. So I think there's a positivity surrounding that. And Brock Purdy, coming out doing his thing was just a boon. And now, you could put those two in a quarterback competition. If Purdy's the guy, then you go with Purdy. And if he's not, then you got time to sit Trey Lance and get him in there and try and develop him, which was the plan all along.
You know, Benjamin, I hate doing this. Today is actually, it's a good time to do it because it is Groundhog Day. And it feels like Groundhog Day with Aaron Rodgers every season. Am I going to stay? Am I going to go? Am I going to retire? What do you think happens? Do you think he'll finally break away from the Packers? I don't think he'll retire. Some fans are wondering, could it work with San Francisco? I don't know how that money works. But what do you think happens with this next scene in the Aaron Rodgers soap opera?
Well, I feel like there's three options or four options here, I guess. One of which is retire, and I don't think he's leaning that way, but I didn't think Brady was leaning that way either. One is to stay with the Packers, although that feels kind of burnt. That just feels like it's just burnt out. It feels like the Favre saga where finally everybody's had enough. Mm-hmm. One of the options, I think, is the Raiders and their situation. They're going to take a swing at it. And then the other is the New York Jets, and they're all in on it, and they're not even hiding it. They're all in on it. I mean, they went so far as to hire an absolute disaster, an offensive coordinator, just because they thought it would make them more attractive in Nathaniel Hackett. So, I think the Jets are really going to make a push for it. I think he plays next year. My gut says Jets, but I don't discount the Raiders.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Benjamin Albright here on the Morning Roast. Jimmy Garoppolo, I know you heard Shanahan yesterday basically said he doesn't see any scenario in which Jimmy Garoppolo is back with the 49ers. And we know Jimmy Garoppolo played with the Niners this year despite everything that happened. What is the market for Jimmy Garoppolo? How much money do you think he will seek, and how much money will he receive on an annual average salary?
Well, the going market for starting quarterbacks is over $30 million now. I mean, you're talking about $35 million a year probably. So it just doesn't matter. Like, if you're a starter, that's just the money you're getting. He's not going to get $50 million a year because he's not that kind of starter. But the going market for a baseline starter in the NFL is over $30 million. So he'll get over that. I think he's probably the fallback plan for the Jets or the Raiders. I think both those teams will at least take a look at it. There may be another team that gets involved, like Washington, but as it sits right now, I really do think a lot of this quarterback market is really dependent on what Aaron Rodgers decides and what the Jets and what the Raiders ultimately do.
If you were going to, I guess, rank the available quarterbacks, and I'm going to include Derek Carr because we know the Raiders plan on moving on for him, would it be Aaron Rodgers and then Derek Carr and then Jimmy Garoppolo? It feels like maybe because Derek Carr isn't fully released from the Raiders and, you got to trade and do different things, that he's not being talked about the same. But you'd have to say that Derek Carr would probably be have a bigger market than Jimmy Garoppolo, right or wrong?
I believe that's true. You know, Derek Carr is a borderline top third of the league quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo is a middle of the pack guy. If you got a strong run game, strong defense, you know, Jimmy can be efficient. You can win. Derek Carr can pick a team up. I mean, the guy's played with no defense his entire career. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, I think that Derek Carr is viewed as a hotter commodity. Now, there might be a premium for a couple of teams on Garoppolo simply because he knows the system, i.e. the Raiders. But, you know, end of the day, I think that you would rank it Rodgers, Carr, Garoppolo. Yeah.
Benjamin, I know we talked earlier in the season. Of course, Benjamin Albright, KOA, Colorado, does a great job covering the Denver Broncos and the rest of the league. I know last year we discussed Sean Payton possibly coming to Denver. Now, I'm a little shocked that Nathaniel Hackett got fired after just one season, but the way it ended, the way it happened in L.A. on that Saturday, that Christmas day where they got blown out, it was like, boy, maybe this team did quit on him. Sean Payton, how quickly can he turn around the Denver Broncos? How quickly can Russell Wilson find that magic he had in Seattle and compete in the NFC West against Mahomes and Herbert and, of course, the Raiders?
Well, that is the million-dollar question. Ever since Nathaniel Hackett was fired for the altercation on the sideline in that Christmas game where he had the offensive lineman shoving the backup quarterback, and he just lost complete control, that's kind of been the speculation. Sean Payton wasn't the Broncos' first choice. Jim Harbaugh was. He wasn't even their second choice. That was D'Amico Ryans, but they circled back around, traded away the draft picks, and landed on Payton. The question is, how well does what Russell Wilson does and what Sean Payton does marry up? Most of what Sean Payton has run throughout his career has been in-breaking routes, working the mid and shallow game, you know, dagger, mill, slant, things like that. And then you got, you know, Russell Wilson, who's at his best off schedule and throwing deep and outside the numbers. So they're kind of opposites, but, you know, Sean Payton, it's not like he can't change up what he does a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how quickly he can make that happen. The Broncos can get out from under Russell Wilson's contract after 1 year using a post-June 1 designation cut. I mean, it's a bit steep in terms of the cap hit you'll take for two seasons, but they can do it. So, you know, if Sean Payton doesn't feel like Russell Wilson's the guy after one season, they can punt on it. I tend to think Russell will have a bounce back either way because he was playing hurt last year, but we'll see.
All right, Benjamin, we got to ask, when it comes to the Super Bowl, you got the Chiefs, who you think Patrick Mahomes will continue to get healthy as they move towards game day. And then you have the Eagles, who, you know, Jalen Hurts had that shoulder. He's still coming back from it. We think he'll be pretty darn close to 100% by the time that happens. How do you think this whole thing goes down? You got that crazy pass rush. You don't have to tell the Niners fans about the pass rush of the Eagles. You got the electric offense of the Chiefs that they always have. And they got a pass rush, too. What do you think happens there in the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, I think these are two great football teams. You get the best quarterback in the game in Pat Mahomes, and you got a pretty stacked team over there in Philadelphia. I tend to think Philadelphia is going to win this one. In the interest of full disclosure, I got some friends that are, you know, on that set. You know, I'm going to go ahead and take Philadelphia in that one. I think they're the more complete football team. But Pat Mahomes has some magic to him. I've seen it happen up close and personal a bunch, and, you know, I never count him out.
Yeah, no doubt. Benjamin, we're going to let you go. I think this game could be a blowout. Watching Philadelphia up close and personal, that defensive line is ferocious. The offensive line is physical. They got weapons everywhere. Kenneth Gainwell changed that NFC title game. I like the Eagles in a blowout, man. I think we're going to be bored by the third quarter of the Super Bowl. I'm dead serious, man. And trust me, Benjamin, after experiencing Philadelphia and Financial Lincoln Field or Lincoln Financial Field, I want the Eagles to get beat by 50. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, Eagles fans are the worst I've ever been around as far as the travel goes. They're at least friendly. So I hear you on that. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think the Eagles win. I hope so. I hope to be able to cash this ticket.
Absolutely. All right, Benjamin. Thanks for the time, as always, brother.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right, Benjamin Albright. KOA, Colorado, shedding some light on the 49ers, the league. The Eagles.
Brotherly love.
I really think the Chiefs are going to get smacked. I love Mahomes.
Wild.
I love Mahomes.
Wow.
That defensive line. Look at all the Super Bowls over the last 10 to 12 years.
I hear you.
But who's going to block Fletcher Cox? Who's going to block Hargraves? Hassan Reddick off the edge. They force holding penalties. No quarterback has thrown for more than 250 against the Eagles this year.
It's a good point, but the Eagles, like I said, Jalen Hurts, that was the one thing that I didn't necessarily see, partly because we didn't have to, because mm-hmm. they were facing a quarterback that could not throw the football, quite right. literally. Not to go, not to bring up what some Niner fans were saying. He should right. get back out there. Not just Niner fans. Ric Flair, yeah, Reggie Bush. You got to get out there. Just yeah. stop it.
Reggie Bush was too much.
Don't man. Speak on other people's bodies. Like yeah. you don't know, all right?
But and, well, we found out very quickly that Brock Purdy couldn't throw.
Literally.
I mean, he could barely throw a screen pass.
Exactly. And they lost the game, but it should be looked at with those the couple passes he did throw. That should be looked at when you say, okay, Kobe or Klay Thompson, you know, tore his ACL and then shot a free throw. Right. It's similar to me yeah. to even try to throw that football. So I'm looking at this and Jalen Hurts, you know, he overthrows A.J. Brown when the game was still in the balance. And then mm-hmm. pretty soon after that, the game wasn't really in the balance because the Eagles were going up against a team, Josh Johnson and his fumble, things like that. I understand it doesn't have to be a Jalen Hurts yeah. led win, but he's going to have to do some things. And so he's going to have to show up. A blowout, Bonte, you're kind of wilding here.
Not, the Buccaneers blow him out. I told you guys on the roast when Kate Scott and Shasky talking to Mahomes, and I said, dude, they got the home game and had the better defensive line.
Yeah.
After watching Aaron Rodgers get punished by Tampa Bay in that NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field, is Mahomes going to have time to throw the football? All right? They're secondary. When Darius Slay Jr. and Maddox and Gardner Johnson, mm-hmm. they got ballers. Bradbury.
They got
ballers. Now, Mahomes, can he make some plays? He is the equalizer, right? Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. But what happens when you get pressure in your face?
This might finally be the game where they sit there and say, man, if we had had Tyreek, because I do feel you as good as Travis Kelce is. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get into a Travis Kelce versus George Kittle debate today, but I love doing it. Juju Smith-Schuster, you know, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, is that enough to get it done? Is
Tony healthy?
Yeah.
Is McCole Hardman healthy?
You got Pacheco, so you got a little bit of a run game.
Look,
I hear you, but a blowout is crazy.
I want to be wrong about this game. I want to be wrong. I do. I just don't. The Eagles, man, have the more complete team. And I hate to say it. I do not want their fans celebrating that. I want their fans to. You have no idea how much that Monday after the Super Bowl. Because
I'm getting it. I'll put my old teammates. They're hitting me up.
Listen, I'm already telling Sam Lubman, hey, if they lose that Super Bowl, Sam Lubman will call that morning show to troll them.
Yeah.
And then Spadoni will call them to troll them.
You know what's
and
wild?
And I will call them to troll them. I want them whining. They put Shasky and I all over their websites.
Wow.
Savage Philly Sports Media.
Hey, all publicity is good publicity.
I'm not mad at it, but they haven't heard the last from us. Let me just say that.
You know what's wild is Dan DeVone and I did a show on Monday, and we had at least two or three calls from East Coasters that we're thinking, you know, they trick the screeners.
Oh, yes.
I want to talk Niners, and then they get on, they say, you disrespect us, blah, 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 blah. Shouldn't you be listening to Kansas City sports talk? Shouldn't you be moving forward?
They're miserable human beings, I'm convinced.
Shouldn't you be moving forward with your life? Get ready for the Super Bowl. And the victory lapping when you beat a quarterback that couldn't throw in Josh Johnson is wild to me.
The way they acted, the way they act, the way they talk, the way they treated Shasky and I at 94 WIP, one of the homies walked into our studio, tried to say, this is our house, this is our, we had to punk him at the break. Trust me, Philadelphia's public enemy number one. It's personal with them. Like, when I think about Philadelphia, it gets me angry.
See, now I'm torn.
It, like, does
I don't
want to
be in this position. I
know you went to Temple.
I got my Philly crew, too. You know?
I got a lot of Philly brothers.
But the people in that video, that was not the Philly crew that I know. Yeah. I don't know where you found them, from Sigma Chi one of those fraternities. I don't know what that was.
Maybe Capitol Hill a couple years ago. Dennis of YouTube. Bonte got to go to a Sharks game just to get a Flyers fans. I may do that.
Yeah.
Even though the Flyers it's already came to the tank. It's on site. Philadelphia, you suck.
Gummer.
You stink. Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm the biggest Patrick Mahomes fan for Super Bowl Sunday. Let's go to Aaron and Hayward. Aaron, what's happening? You're in the roast.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
First time caller. Just had a point to make. I heard a couple of callers calling in saying that, you know, bringing a different veteran quarterback like Geno Smith. And I kind of think the Niners have an interesting situation. You have three quarterbacks, and you have two who you know can take you to the dance or close to the dance. And with that being said, players who come back after injury, most of the time they struggle for that same year, or maybe 2 years later they start to pick it up. And what I've noticed is that when Jimmy G came back off of his two injuries, he looked great. So my suggestion is keep Jimmy G, because you know he has the mental capacity to come back after injury and still perform. You know, have Brock Purdy and Trey Lance kind of still sit behind him until they're mentally ready to go back. Because being an ex-athlete, when I broke my legs, I tried to bounce back, and I struggled for about 2 years until I mentally got stronger and said, okay, let me just push through, because subconsciously you kind of worry about that injury.
Right, right, you right. Don't play no football. Doubt, Aaron. Hey, Aaron, we got to run. Thanks for the phone call there. I get your point. 888-957-9570, the Xfinity Fast Five question of the day. Can the 49ers win a Super Bowl with the quarterbacks they currently have on the roster? Xfinity Fast Five, 888-957-9570. Can the 49ers win a Super Bowl with the quarterbacks they currently have on their roster? Let's hit.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Oh, Xfinity Fast Five, 888-957-9570. I'll start with you, Styles. Can the Niners win a Super Bowl with the quarterbacks they currently have on their roster?
Specifically next season?
Next season, because that's what it's about. It's about Super Bowls.
That last caller, it did bring up a good point in terms of Brock Purdy, you know, maybe having to work himself back throwing-wise. But I still would say yes. I still would say yes.
I'm going to say no. I think they fall short. I think they fall short in the NFC title game.
Again?
Or the divisional round. Or the wild card round. It's funny, holy blessings. Can the Warriors win the championship with their current players on the roster? Hell, I don't know, man. I don't know if they can win a game against Denver.
No.
I don't even know. Xfinity Fast 5, 888-957-9570. We're going to go blind here. What you got? Can the Niners win a Super Bowl with the quarterbacks they currently have on the roster? Oh, he dropped. They all dropped. You know what? That's 2 days in a row. Xfinity Fast 5 has failed. Holy lessons. Ha ha. I don't know, man. That's Fast 5. Let's just end it. We got nothing there. We got nothing.
You know,
Two days in a row. It's just Xfinity Fast. They're going to go pull that sponsorship so damn fast.
You know, the Kyle Shanahan, when you were earlier in the show, when you were going through all of the different, all of his takes, right?
Right.
You know what was sticking out of my mind? Maury. You said that Jimmy Garoppolo would not be returning as a 49er. That was a lie. You said Brock Purdy would be ready to go in time for training camp. That was also a lie. Yeah. All of it. All of it to me. But we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I'm kind of with some of the roasters. Let's bring back the flex of the day. Flex of the day. Fast Five, Flex of the Day. We'll let the roasters aside. Should we go Fast Five or should we go Flex of the Day? It's 2 days in a row, Fast Five. Yesterday's Fast Five was just disgusting. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hey, how you doing? Like, no. Get in, get out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
callers were a lot better today, I will say that. Let's go to Gary Martinez real quick before we end the show. Gary, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Gary?
I think the 49ers could definitely win with Purdy, but we can't win with Trey Lance yet. He just doesn't have the experience, man. You know, look at Jalen Hurts. You know, we talk about Brock Purdy, you know, with his 4 years experience at Iowa State, and it definitely helped with his poise and everything, but you look at where Jalen Hurts is now. You know, he played 4 years, but under national championships, and he's got 3 years in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the last time that we had Trey Lance. You know, when's the last time he played a whole full year or anything?
2019.
Oh, that's just my take.
2019. Sack 2019. But the poll, we had a poll up yesterday. Who should be the starting quarterback in week one? Over 3,000 votes. Trey Lance got 44.9% of the votes. Brock Purdy got 38% of the votes. Jimmy G got 6% of the votes. And signed a free agent, 10% of the votes. So there you go.
There Trey Arias back. We still got the signs back here.
Yeah, maybe we need to get the cue cards back up. I don't even know who took the cue cards down.
We can get, you know, it's
the cue cards
done.
Back up.
It's
calling out
done.
Names like corrupt. So Willard, dibs. Oh yeah, who took down the cue cards? I had the cue cards up. Wine? Nobody's gonna admit to that. Like Philadelphia fans, people, you guys are gonna back away.
People do think that though.
What's
people,
that?
People think that we have a script.
Like Aaron
you ever
Foster.
Get that question? No, I mean on the show. You ever get that question?
No.
Who tells you what to say?
At AUC.
My brain.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the Arian Foster NFL is scripted.
Oh
my goodness. Those
Arian,
have taken on
Arian,
another life.
I used to be such a big fan of that guy because he was like a straight, it came off like he's a straight shooter, mm-hmm. straight talker. He's a dad. He talked about his kids a lot and just kind of his approach to the game was a little bit more human, if you will. And I was like, I'm here for this conversation. And then it got weird.
Yeah.
And it just got weird.
How much of that at this point is I need clicks, right? And I'm going to say anything for you don't know who believes what anymore.
Uh-uh.
You know?
Well, and facts don't matter.
Right.
Nobody stops for that.
Exactly.
So, I mean that's
Shout out Dove Kleiman for making a medical diagnosis without being able to see the MRI, going to a doctor who also, by the way, hadn't seen the MRI. That made me mad yesterday.
Oh, it made me mad. We
no,
came
it
out
made
hot.
Me more mad.
Well, that's fine. You win. I was
trying to feed sweet potatoes to a crying baby. I was already mad.
Well, that'll lack of sleep.
Coming up in 4 months, Alan Stiles, you'll understand.
Yeah.
Maybe sooner than that, Stiles.
Maybe.
That
was
Stiles, awful. Let's go.
That was awful yesterday. But you want to know what Pandia sent me after the show? The same doc that was on Dan Patrick, the same doc saw the video in real time and had sent a tweet. This was during the game with a completely different diagnosis.
Oh, geez,
the exact same guy. So I got mad at a third person because I was already mad yesterday morning at the doc.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was mad at Dove Kleiman for making it sound like a report.
When Dove's lying.
Now I'm mad at Dan Patrick and his producers.
Yeah.
What the hell are you have? What are you giving this guy a platform for?
Because it's the first thing
what
everybody woke up to.
Oh,
right.
Stupid.
Right. So we all want to.
That was a waste of time.
We all want to have our diagnosis in terms of like what we don't know or what we are hypothetically looking at. So that made me mad yesterday in my off day.
The 49ers are obviously very invested in this and have probably looked at every image a billion times.
Right.
And they publicly spoke yesterday and said, right now, every indication is consistent. It appears to be on the track that will happen back in 6 months.
And if it is 6 months, then what do you do in terms of a third quarterback? Because, and I don't want to say that Kyle Shanahan gets his quarterbacks hurt because that triggers Mark, but the bottom line is his quarterbacks get hurt. So
right.
I'm not blaming Kyle for getting his quarterbacks hurt because football's a rough game, but the mere fact is Kyle Shanahan's quarterbacks do get hurt. So who's their third quarterback? Who's their fourth quarterback? Who's quarterback number five on speed dial? Because you're going to need them all.
By the way, that was never a thing till he got here. So why is that now something we can tag on Kyle Shanahan?
Again, I'm not tagging him on that. You're trying to tag me for tagging him? I'm not tagging him.
But you said Kyle Shanahan's quarterbacks get hurt. The truth of the matter is only Kyle Shanahan's 49ers quarterbacks have gotten hurt.
Okay. Well, then that's the truth of the fact.
Right, but he's been in the league a lot more than 6 years.
Candlestick
not
curse.
As a head coach.
You know what I mean?
Well, Candlestick curse. RG3 got hurt. Forget about that. Yeah, RG3 got hurt.
Coach.
He was offensive coordinator. Right. His father was there. Yeah.
And Matt Ryan
so quarterbacks
won
have gotten hurt.
And RG3 was hurt in Baylor. For those of us who are familiar with his track and field career,
that's true.
He tore his ACL at Baylor, so he was damaged goods. All I'm saying is, since he's been the head coach of the 49ers, there's been, wait for it, 1 year where he's had a quarterback from week one all the way through the end of the year, and I'm not blaming Kyle.
You're spitting facts.
That's what I do, Mark Willard.
But what's your opinion?
A fresh day.
What are you saying? Why are you bringing up that fact?
I'm bringing it up to say you need a third quarterback and you need a fourth quarterback. Oh. So who are you going to get? Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, they'll both be healthy enough in August to be quarterbacks. Who else you got?
Nate Sudfeld.
Tom Brady? Oh, yeah, Tom.
Oh, I got the list.
No,
you got Kyle Allen. You got CJ Beathard.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Heinicke.
Well, I was going to ask you, Alan, of the former 49er quarterbacks, mm-hmm. like including Beathard, Mullins, Jeff Driscoll, Sudsy, and all the rest, you know, Blaine, Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to pick from the former Niner-linked QBs to be that QB3, who would you pick?
It's very easy. This guy, all
right. Need a drum roll for this?
Brock Purdy balled out. But who did he just barely beat out? Nate Sudfeld. Bring him back.
Bring back the Suds.
Bring him back.
I was thinking David Blau from Arizona, by way of Minnesota, by way of Detroit, Hard Knocks.
You know, we had a good connection with Kyle Allen and CMC.
Whoever, if we get to him, we're screwed.
That's also true.
My opinion.
Well, you got to Brock Purdy. You got to Brock Purdy, and you weren't screwed.
Yeah, that's correct.
If Kyle Shanahan is really the QB whisperer.
But you just brought up a bunch of names who've all played in the NFL before, and we've seen them.
That's also true.
Brock Purdy was not that. People missed on Brock Purdy.
You know what? A lot of people believed in Money Mullins.
You didn't come out with that one.
Yeah, a lot of people believed in Mullins. They wanted him to start over Jimmy Garoppolo.
You know what? Going back to the Brock Purdy
thing,
though.
I know.
And you want to talk about parenting.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about how Brock is seeing a bunch of different people.
Are we third trimester now?
We're in the third.
Okay,
we're in the third. We're approaching quits.
Come on.
No. It's not personal when he puts it out on every single platform.
No, I don't put it out.
I open my Instagram.
I had a diaper shower, so.
Yeah,
I'm private, though. You just follow me.
Well, and I appreciate you allowing me into the style. You know, dude, and you're maxing and relaxing.
That's right.
My only piece of advice before we get back to football is whatever you want to do with your life, do it now. And Bonte's over here quietly nodding.
I just got the high top pandas, black and white.
Nice.
Here's my only
life changes quick.
My only piece of advice:
best sleep in Philadelphia that Saturday. I got the best sleep I've had since baby Chess was born. Why? Because I had no baby, no girlfriend. I was in the hotel room Saturday. I knocked out from 8 o'clock at night all the way till 10 in the morning. Felt great,
dude. I took yesterday off, and all I was thinking about, I told Mark this at 10:15. I was like, I wish I was at work right now because I'm elbows deep and Boudreaux's butt paste, and I'm trying to feed this baby sweet potatoes, and I'm thinking, why would I ever take a day off? I'm gonna work 7 days.
Styles, my only piece of advice is to not listen to all other parents' pieces of advice, because they're only built to scare you and to get something off their own chest.
No, it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing.
It is the best moment of your life.
Girl.
Oh, it's the best.
You know? We had this conversation.
I know. That's why we haven't had it yet.
It's for the audience.
Yes, it's for the audience.
13 years from now is not the best.
Yeah.
But it'll be the best.
We're taking it a day at a time. We're taking it a minute at a time. But what I was going to say is, if you go to your mom and then you end up going to your dad asking the same thing, hey, mom, can I sleep over? Why did you do that? Because you didn't get the answer that you wanted from the other parent.
That's what scares me with
Brock Purdy. He's getting all these different pieces of advice from different doctors' opinions.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get what they want, or I guess they're trying to confirm what they want. If everybody was saying the same thing, why is he continuing to go?
But John Lynch did say that everybody is saying, well, I don't know. There's not a lot of people who do this in America. There's all the specialists. And I would guess, at least I would hope, that you're doing that because You're 23 years old.
Just doing your due diligence.
You have, you have a couple weeks here.
Yeah.
And like, let's be 100% sure this is a big deal. This is a guy who's only made $700,000
well,
now.
I get it.
Right? This is his whole future now in front of him.
You gotta do this right. You know me, baseball, you start throwing the TJ word around, Tommy John.
Mm-hmm.
I know nobody wants to go under the knife because that completely changes things. You can say goodbye to 6 months if he goes under the knife.
But Absolutely. Football players and like baseball players, you need Tommy John because a lot of times that UCL is shredded.
Mm-hmm.
When you have an episode like he had, it's not a repetitive motion injury, so his ligament is not shredded.
And that's what I'm saying, Abonte. Most of the time in baseball, it happens. It's non-contact,
right?
So it's a little different.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my elbow hurts, and then it hurts more, and then now it's done.
You're dealing with elbows that are already much more damaged when the injury happens. In other words, traditionally
it's messed up. Like, he just finally went down.
Yeah, like John Lynch said, what we all know is true. In every surgery, you never know till you get in there.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's where we're at. Like, that's the only fear, is you could get in there and something could be different than what you see. But he very clearly indicated yesterday that everything they've looked at so far and everything they've seen, it suggests that it is what you'd hope it to be, and that he'll be back in 6 months.
It's a repair, not a replacement.
Correct.
Tommy John is a replacement. When I tore my ACL, I got a second opinion because one doctor said, oh, we'll take a piece of your hamstring. One doctor said, let's do a cadaver. And so you're able to comparison shop based on the procedures. Mm-hmm. And for Brock Purdy at 23, you want to make sure that the procedure that's done is a one and done, because he's not a baseball player.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how many opinions he's gone to at this point.
And it opens the door for Trey Lance.
Sure.
Why not Trey in week one? Why not Trey Lance again? Are we that down on Trey Lance? I'm not.
He's and neither is he. I mean, again, words are words, and we know that coaches and big teams lie.
Which is why I can't believe the Brock Purdy news. Because he's, as Alan said, he's shopping around. Because I think they fear that, oh, man, we may need to get Tommy John. We may have to get the surgery.
Maybe.
Which is why those words when Shanahan and Lynch talking about his injury, we think he could be back. I don't believe that stuff when it comes to injuries.
Yeah, but with injuries, they're very careful because nobody ever in the history of sports wants to over-promise and under-deliver. So the fact that publicly, into a microphone yesterday, he said all indications are 6 months, tells me that they actually feel really good about that, because you would not want to do it the other way around. That's how you end up with Kawhi Leonard situations like in San Antonio, where the fans start expecting you to be back earlier and you're later.
You gotta go lower.
If what you're saying is true, if he ends up with Tommy John, then the 49ers just did Brock Purdy dirty yesterday.
Well, sure.
That would be awful.
You're basically saying that you got a highball expectation. They're highballing it in your mind. 2-6
months. Jimmy Garoppolo saga has been a lot of talk. The injuries last year that Jimmy suffered. You heard one thing from Shanahan and Lynch. You heard another from Jimmy Garoppolo. I'd never believe teams when it comes to injuries. Rarely, unless it's Dr. Rich.
Jimmy's thing was a little bit different because that was a borderline, can it get better on its own? Let's wait and see. With Brock Purdy's injury, it's not going to get better on its own. A torn UCL, however severely it's torn, is not going to get better. Jimmy's injury, the shoulder injury, was one where, maybe if we quiet it down, maybe it'll get better. So he waited, which turned out to be smart for him because he ended up, getting signed by the Niners.
Well, and you're also, the last month of the season, though, with the shoulder, the thumb, and everything.
Oh,
it was just all this stuff with Jimmy
Garoppolo. But that's in season, right? Like, there's a competitive balance there thing. Like, you're not trying to give your opponent too much. Plus, when they talk about Jimmy after the season, at that time, it was the assumption was he was not going to be on the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very different. Now they're protecting somebody that they expect to be a part of the team for at least a few more years. I thought the overwhelming thing yesterday out of this press conference was the Kyle Shanahan very firmly said, I have my quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, right? Like, there's some health things to figure out for both of them.
Right.
But we are confident that these two are going to be ready for next season, and these are my guys, and you can forget Jimmy, and you can forget any other big name that you want to bring up. I thought that was the lead story out of yesterday.
Yeah, you bring in a Taylor Heineke, to shore it all up. Just in case. And you go from there. My question is,
south from Heineke. Heineke's getting more money than what the Niners.
I just want a bunch of Brock Purdy S Heineke. Heineke.
You got to go south.
I want all these guys. The question is, when it comes to Trey Lance and Brock Purdy, what is the line? We've been taking a lot of calls, and they're saying we got to rock with Brock Purdy. Hey, I agree. I cannot say when Brock Purdy's going to be ready.
Right.
So what is the line in terms of if Trey Lance, let's say the Niners are 3-0. 3-0, and that is when Brock Purdy, all right, I'm good to go. I got the green light. Basically, how good or how bad would it have to be for Kyle Shanahan to just simply insert Brock Purdy, you know, just as if Brock Purdy was QB1 from day one.
Yeah, I mean, if they're 3-0, then you probably stick with it. Unless,
you have to,
unless
right?
you're 3-0 and you won all three 17-14.
Right.
Kind of a thing, right? Like, how does it look? But
well, what if you're 3-0 and Trey played the way he played to start last year?
That's a good question.
That you lost. Mm.
Like, he didn't play bad to start last year, though. That's the biggest misnomer about everything.
He didn't play great either, though.
He didn't play great, but he didn't play bad. You get two red zone trips against Seattle. Two red zone trips.
Yeah.
Boom, you're out. Chicago, we know what happened there. He threw dimes.
Right.
Deebo does a fumble on the opening drive. You got an entirely different ball game.
Yeah,
so to see that Trey Lance, we all agreed after week one, game one wasn't Trey Lance's fault. Defense breaking down, letting Dante Pettis wide open for the play of his life. Justin Fields going crazy. Dre Greenlaw being reckless.
Game, sure.
It was a very weird game. And then the monsoon hits in the fourth quarter. How can we really say that?
He threw it over Croft's head in the end zone. He was wide open.
And then he threw dimes at Juwan Jennings and Ray McCloud.
Yeah, he threw five. He played five quarters.
How many throws
quarters?
Jimmy G miss over the last 5 years?
Plenty. You know? I mean, Brock Purdy missed some.
Yeah, like but we want to focus on that play. But
not at all.
Jimmy Garoppolo had used check running wide open against the Tennessee Titans. The dude threw it into the fifth row.
We don't know.
We still
want
Jimmy G back.
He played five quarters and half of them were in a rainstorm. Yeah, right. we don't know yet. Here's what I would say though, because I thought what you were asking is almost like a betting line.
Mm-hmm.
Like the betting line on week one starter for the 49ers next year. Before the Eagles game, I'd have said about 99% chance.
Yeah, I think
Brock
we all would have.
Is the week one starter. I still think he's the favorite. But it's a hell of a lot closer to 50 than it was to 100 before the injury.
Yeah, but you're assuming he's ready for week one, right?
Well, but that's part of the betting line.
But
is his health.
If he's ready, I think that it's still Brock.
I agree.
Yeah.
Right.
No
but
doubt.
But now
I see what you're saying.
Right?
I
think it's about 60-40.
Right.
Because
regardless of
the injury.
Sure.
And you factor in Trey Lance is now gonna get QB1 reps all off season.
Right.
He was supposed to be the dude. Like, these things all matter
and
in this conversation.
In the whole deal.
Yeah.
What Doc Pandya told us about the six-month timeline, after 3 months, he's able to throw. At 6 months, he's able to actually play tackle football.
That was the question. At six months,
oh, now I can actually touch a football. 3 months, he's able
to
throw.
He's starting the throwing program.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That makes cleared to play in six months.
Yeah.
Dang.
And that's the beginning of camp, so there's plenty of time to ramp up.
If he's ready for the beginning of camp, there's no question Brock is getting the nod.
What about Shanahan closing the door on Jimmy G?
Jimmy G closed the door.
I hope he locks it.
You have to.
What I heard was Shanahan saying there's no chance, but I would imagine that Jimmy G, you know, Sir Grin-a-Lot on the sidelines as that game was going up in smoke. And I'm
leave him be.
It's Gringate.
Leave him be.
I think Jimmy G told the Niners already, you can't franchise me. You can't pay me. I'm out of here.
No, he's a free agent. He's a free agent.
Exactly.
He's
not.
We're forgetting in this conversation that last year he was not a free agent.
Right.
He's a free agent
now. And
they
can't franchise
him. Right. So they just asked them, like, who do you want? Is there any other big name quarterback you'd sign? Essentially, Jimmy Garoppolo is no different than Tom Brady in this conversation.
Yeah.
Big name quarterback who's a free agent who you're going to need to sign to big dollars to bring him in. And they're like, no. So, like, no on Tom Brady, plus he's retired. No on Aaron Rodgers, no on Derek Carr, no on Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, no. None of those guys fit. We're not spending money.
What about Taylor Heineke? Can they afford a Heineke?
Maybe a Heineke.
He might be a little pricey as well. Well, and that's the thing. That was always the plan. Jimmy is going to play well. He's going to price himself out, right? If Jimmy didn't price himself out, that would tell me a lot about what other teams think about Jimmy.
Dog, if he can't get a job this year, half the league needs a QB.
Exactly.
He's coming off of a 5-game win streak before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Like, of course he should get a deal. Like, he should be the Titans or the Jets.
The Seahawks.
Or,
some Niner fans believe that shot should be here in San Francisco.
Nah.
No, you're out on Jimmy, huh, Mark?
It's a wrap.
You're out on him, huh?
It's not about out or in on that player. He's a free agent. He's a free agent, and they've got Brock Purdy and they've got Trey Lance. Like, what's the avenue anybody believes that where Jimmy makes sense? And as you said, Dibs, how does it make sense for Jimmy?
It doesn't.
Why would he want this?
Load the roster. Yeah, CMC, Kittle, Deebo, Brandon Ayuk.
If you're Jimmy Garoppolo,
maybe the best situation for him to thrive as a quarterback.
But is there an avenue to play? You know what the best situation is? To get 3 years and $45 million at fill-in-the-blank crappy team and totally. Go be a quarterback. As opposed to, and I was imagining the conversation where, you know, John Lynch comes up to him and says, hey, Jimmy, we'd love you to stay for, you know, 1 point. So, and Jimmy, you know. How soon before Jimmy starts laughing at the notion of him coming back? I thought you could go with a Mike Silver. Ha ha ha. But Jimmy's going to go get paid somewhere else.
He's 31 years old. If you are the Niners, at this point, you cannot deal. And I know you already have two quarterbacks that are coming back from injury.
Right.
So you're going to add a QB that also can't stay on the field. Look, that's to me the
also
injury.
Also coming
to me,
back
that's
from injury.
Also right. coming back from injury.
Don Yee's sitting there, right? Phone's calling. Phone's ringing, right? You got the Bucks on line one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got the Panthers are on line two. The Saints are on line three. Falcons are on line four. Jets are on line five. Yeah. Titans are on line six.
Hello.
49ers are on line seven.
Yeah.
Hang up. What the hell? Why would I even take that call?
Let's go. Niners?
And I know. And I know the Dolphins said they're going with Tua, but
they're going to offer. They've got no money to put into this. They don't want a free agent, and there's very, very unlikely an avenue to play.
Wouldn't you at least listen though? You wouldn't hang up.
The only reason I'd hang up is if none of these other teams are calling.
Yeah.
They're all going to be. Jimmy Garoppolo's right now. Someone's going to offer.
Tampa Bay's going to be a dumpster fire next season.
Fine. They're going to offer him 4 years and $125 million.
He's probably getting 3 and 50, but whatever he's getting, it's more than the Niners are going
to
offer.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head what Nick Foles got after the Super Bowl run when he went and got paid by the Jaguars. Yeah, right? Something like that.
I'll look it up.
Just go off into the sunset and be free, Jimmy.
It's fine.
Go to New York, eat some pizza, do some pizza commercials. It's been a good run.
So even if Jimmy comes back here, the pitch is, yeah, Jimmy, you're our guy until the other guy's ready, and then the other guy's ready, and then you're back to QB3.
Right.
But boy, you look good with a headset on, Jimmy, and a tablet in your hand.
You want to hear what he got from Jacksonville? What do you guys think Nick Foles got in Jacksonville 2019?
He got broke off.
He got probably 4 and 92.
Very good. 4 and 88.
Look at me.
Wow.
What's the signing bonus, though?
What's the signing bonus? That's what it is. The
signing bonus was 25.
25 million guarantees.
See? Guaranteed at signing was 45.125.
Man.
He got the Super Bowl. Jimmy has a better body of work. So
for sure.
You got bodies, Jimmy.
And buyers, seller's market, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many teams who are freaking out for a QB.
There was bad quarterback play.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad quarterbacks.
Because there were questions about, did Brock Purdy's play actually hurt Jimmy Garoppolo's market? That could have been possible if we didn't see some of the worst quarterback play we've ever seen this past season.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all think that based on the production, Brock was an upgrade from Jimmy, but it doesn't mean that Jimmy wasn't pretty good before he got hurt. He won 5 in a row.
Yeah, he was balling.
From ESPN, Bill Barnwell, ranking 13 QB needy NFL teams. So that's 13 teams that are, quote, QB needy. And I'm not as much up on the draft as Bonte, who watches a ton of college football, but I don't believe there are 13 turnkey quarterbacks coming out.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know what this quarterback draft class looks like, Bonte.
It will last.
There's three or four, three or four, like, legit first rounders, but. Look, other than that, there's going to be a lot of free agent movement.
And even those guys, how many of them get the gig on week one?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to have the stopgap people and all that stuff. And some of those teams that you mentioned, QB needy teams, some of them had their eyes on Tom Brady.
Right.
And now he's gone. I mean, who is, if you are QB needy team, give me, your Raiders, your Bucks, you're the Colts.
The Texans.
And forget the rookies. Let's just talk veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Who's out there? Who do you want?
So we talked to Benjamin Albright about this. It's, do you want to deal with the Aaron Rodgers drama?
Okay.
Then you have Derek Carr, who it's not a full-on free agent situation.
Not yet.
And you have Jimmy.
He's getting a deal. He's getting a
That's
deal.
Easy. And then good luck to that team. Your Flacco.
Good luck to that team.
I'm with you,
Baker Mayfields are out there.
But Bonte, it'll happen. Like,
yeah, no,
people
no
said
doubt.
Good luck to the Commanders when they chose Carson Wentz, but they still did it and broke him off.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a team that bites the bullet and brings in Jimmy and gives him big money, no doubt. Because the quarterback wins stat, which is an overrated stat. How about the stat without Bosa? The stat without Debo? You know what I'm saying? So Jimmy will get paid real quick before we get out of here. The Golden State Warriors.
Damn.
Your Warriors.
What the hell was that?
But Bonte and Mark has been big on, I don't have a panic meter. I put my panic meter away. And last night.
Well, my panic meter is the only one that matters.
Well, yeah, because you're kidding, the king. Mark. You're the king of all media, as we've discussed. Shout out Butcher Boy.
So where is your panic meter?
I took my panic meter last night, and I put it away for a different reason than Mark did. Because this team, they're not going anywhere. And Mark actually said it himself. And I wonder what you guys would say to this. Because I gave Mark a bucket of four, a bucket of four teams or the field. Mm-hmm. I gave him the Bucks and
Celtics.
The Celtics, thank you. And my memory's not so good. And I also gave him the Nuggets and the Grizzlies. Those four teams.
Top two teams in each conference.
Or the field. How would you guys weigh in on that? If I gave you those four, bucket of four or the field, including Light the Beam and the Warriors and.
I gave Philly.
No, yep. Philly's in the field.
Yep. Philly's in the field. Yeah. Brooklyn's in the field.
Brooklyn's in the field.
Yep.
Light the Beam is in the field.
Give me the field. I'll take the field. I'll take the field.
I might have to go with the four.
The bucket of four, yeah.
I'm pretty high on the Nuggets.
I do like the Nuggets.
And I'm high on both the Celtics and the Bucks. The Grizzlies, not sure, but
yeah.
I'm high on those three. And look, when it comes to the Warriors, everybody sits here, and I know you guys get it too. Once they get to the playoffs, they'll turn it on. Okay, I don't have the energy to fight anymore. They don't want to turn the corner. You know, you're convinced that they'll turn it on. We'll see. That's where I'm at. I'm not getting up and down.
See, I'm no longer convinced, which is why my panic meter, I unplugged it. I put it up in storage with my King of Christmas, artificial Christmas tree. It's put away.
Who they are until it's not.
I'm a little bit more micro than macro on this conversation, meaning this. Like, instead of looking at it from the lens of, is this, can they compete for a championship or not? What the hell's going on in the fourth quarter, man? You have these players, these offensive weapons all on the court at the same time. And therefore, the fourth quarter of a close game should be your biggest advantage.
Well, it wasn't even a close game. They were up 13.
They were in command.
Right. With 8 minutes to change.
But then it becomes.
And he turned it over. Nas Reed, boom, dunk, and then D-Lo gets crazy hot.
Say
and then
it's
4-3.
And then it gets no close. Answer for Nas Reed.
Right. Yeah, no, Nas Reed's still playing bad. Nas Reed's a baller.
They
league pass, Nas Reed. You know what's funny about Nas Reed?
I'm about to Nas Reed my way through February.
Honestly.
Seriously.
So during the break, right, during our coverage hit, we're about to go into our coverage hit during the break, and you know, Mully goes, what's the starting lineup for the T-Wolves? I'm like, man, they're starting Nas Reed. And then Fezzi goes, Nas Reed? And we're like, that lineup actually looks better for today's game against that small ball lineup that the Warriors trot out there to start the game. Because Nas Reed is active, and per 36 minutes, I know we don't like to do this, but per 36, he averages damn near a double-double with 20 points per game and 9.5 rebounds. It's like, man, Nas Reed might be a problem. Now, I didn't think he was going to take over the basketball game, but Nas Reed is a good player.
Yeah.
Still, you're up 13 in the fourth quarter.
Come on.
You go 0-for-5 from the three-point line.
Right.
You go 6-19 overall. You turn the ball over six times in the final frame, and Curry turns it over twice.
Yep.
Just some boneheaded turnovers.
He prefers the name Steph Nimby, actually, and we're going to get into that as well. Steph Nimby. It's funny because we talk about your baby who's coming. I got a baby. I also have a 21-year-old. I went to dinner with Quest last night, and he said, Dad, have you heard this thing about Steph Curry in the city of Atherton? I said, no.
Yeah.
My son is he goes to Cal, and he has a minor in urban planning. Mm-hmm. And so Steph laid it all out, and I go to bed. I wake up this morning to check the show email, and Mark had included the SF Gate article about Steph Curry and, don't build. You're my neighbor. You can't build. So we're going to get into that as well. Right. Steph Nimby.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch that.
I heard it was something they just wanted bushes so they couldn't see it.
This is a fence.
This is a tough one,
though. It's an easy one.
No, it's not.
It's an easy one.
Because the life that 99.999% of us lead, we're going to look at this and we're going to go, this is selfish, this is gross, this is all this, and we're going to act like we have any sense of what the fishbowl must be like for Stephen Curry.
It's got to be brutal.
The fact that his family wants a little privacy, sue me if I think that's fair.
It has nothing to do
with privacy. That's freaking fair. Yes, it does.
Every lot in Atherton is a minimum 1 acre, and the state of California is saying, you, Atherton, you need to shoulder the load for the housing crisis.
But there's one property they're upset about. It's one specific property.
Well, he should have known better when he went to buy that property, because that property, by the way, that owner was there long before Steph moved in.
This doesn't outrage about Curry.
It doesn't not outrage me at all.
It doesn't outrage me, and I get Steph Curry. Steph Curry's different. He can't walk to the grocery store by himself. He can't.
He actually tried that back in the day. He had a house that was just normal, and he tried to do that.
Walnut Creek,
and people wouldn't leave him alone.
He can't do that. I see Durant right. Bully can't walk anywhere without fans. And Bully hasn't played in 12 or 20 years.
Bonte can't walk anywhere without fans.
Yeah, I can't really.
I mean, personally.
So Stephen Curry, we're going to get mad about him. I understand his pain. Look, we're trying to live a private life. I'm in the public eye all the time. I do a lot of community service. Mm-hmm. I'm out here in every commercial. I show fans love all day long. I sign a lot of autographs. I just want a little privacy when I lay my head down for my kids and my wife.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No.
People want to be fake outraged about that. No, I'm with
not outraged. It's just a bad beat. My heart does not break for the fact that his 1 acre plus lot, his neighbor has the right to build whatever he wants to build, and he's going to build multiple units there. It's a bad beat.
Personally, I don't try to wear shoes that don't fit me.
Yep.
You know, and if they don't fit me, I can't speak on it, to be completely honest with you. You know, I can try. I can say I think it would be like this, but I don't know.
You can't even imagine what that's like.
That's got to be awful.
No, it's wonderful. Brutal. It's wonderful, but let's not act like fame doesn't have a cost. It most certainly does.
Yeah, I mean, sure, sure.
Especially that level of fame.
It's the city of Atherton, you have a responsibility to do what the state is asking you to do.
However it plays out, it plays out. But,
man.
Their stance does not
outrage me. 71 points in the first half.
Average home price, $8 million.
43 points in the second half outrages me a hell of a lot more than Steph Curry and Aisha's home.
No doubt.
And you asked Willard about what's going on there. Are they just over the hill sometimes in the fourth quarter? Steve Kerr said he said it's not the endurance, it's not how, you know, they're not tired. I mean, why don't you just take the cop out? Because saying they're not tired might be worse.
Right now, it's not to be explained. I don't think there's a clean reason for why they've blown so much in the fourth.
Yeah, no idea. Yeah. Willard and Dibs coming up here. They'll take it to high noon here on 95.7 The Game.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.